For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for bringing us through fire. Thank you for what you are taking us through. Thank you because we know the future. We give you all the praise. Bless us as we look into your word. Cause us to be changed. Cause us to be transformed. Never going back to where we came from. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for this great day. Father, be exalted. Let your word find a place in our life and build a throne. Thank you for the heart of the people. Thank you for everyone connected online. We ask that let the blessing of God rest upon them and us all. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Are you excited? Are you happy? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, personally, there is a way I feel when something is sure. There is a kind of feeling that I have that this thing is work. That this something will work or something like that. Hallelujah. In fact, this week I had two similar scenarios that I had that feeling. And I knew everything will work. I think one case was with Ebenezer, LOL, and then it was a very complex situation. Hallelujah. I had that feeling that everything will work out well. In the midst of the turmoil, I knew it will calm down. And then it turned out like that. And then yesterday in the night again, I got a very, very drastic call. It was a very, very emergency. But I had that same strange peace. Hallelujah. And then this morning, the news was, I had another call again that the situation was overturned. And that is the way I feel about all of us and all of us. Sincerely, I feel that our future will be bright. I know it. Hallelujah. You know, every time we used to do Sanford, I remember the first person for us, when we say it will be their turn. Vicky was always excited in Sanford. Where is she? And finally, it's your day. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, every month we have a theme. Praise God. And then the reason why we have to look at the theme is not really because we have to give a theme in the next month. And we don't really look at theme because I don't select them. Most of the time, God speaks to me. This is what we do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just imagine if we didn't look at consecration the month of October and that was the day he came. Just imagine. You see, God is faithful and God is timely. Is that not true? Yeah, remember when we look at August in the month of character, not knowing that Prof had a situation that would almost scatter the house according to him. And then those messages were relevant. Hallelujah. And this month is a pregnant month. Too pregnant, too loaded. Hallelujah. A lot of things are in this month that you cannot afford to miss. Hallelujah. Now, thank you for people that are connected online, people listening to us on Mixlr, people listening to us on Facebook. It is exciting what God is doing in our midst. Hallelujah. When people are calling and then people are getting blessed. One of the greatest joy of a pastor is what he's preaching is really blessing somebody. Not as if it's reading news, as if it's in Chinese TV. But it's really communicating the spirit of men. Hallelujah. And then when it is being appreciated, you know, everybody will press more. You know, when you say, child, thank you. The next time you sell him, you run. I want to come back on time so that you sell another thank you. Is it true? When you're being appreciated, you always want to press more so that people... That's the way I feel. Thank you so much for following the preachings and the teachings. Thank you so much for believing in Shekinah Encounter Center. And I know you will see the result in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if in just, he has only listened, this is the third Sunday is in Shekinah Encounter Center, and he had that kind of testimony. What about all that have been here since January? Our hair should have blown by now. Is that not true? Praise God. The month of November is the month of encounters. Hallelujah. It's the month of what? Encounters. Now, this month, a lot of things will happen, and I want to say the first thing that will happen to you is, a lot of you will have strange encounters. Strange encounters. Strange encounters. I want your heart to be set. Hallelujah. I want your heart to be really set. Matthew chapter 20 from verse 1 to 8. The topic this morning is 11th hour encounter. Say with me, 11th hour encounters. You are not saying 11th hours encounters. Matthew 20 from verse 1 to 8. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is in a that is an householder which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. Yes, sir. Down to it. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Now, in the Jews culture, they have 12 working hours. Are we together? Are we together? You need this foundation to understand. It's actually the side work from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So when you hear first hour, it means 6 a.m. When you hear third hour, what does it mean? 9 a.m., right? When you hear sixth hour, what does it mean? 12. Ninth hour will be what? Is that true? Yes. Then 11th hour will be what? 5 p.m., right? So we have that 12 hours. Now, turn it to equivalent of month. Third hour in month will be what? March. Is that right? Sixth hour will be what? Ninth hour. 11th hour will be what? November. Is that right? Yes. Now when God showed me this, I was like, wow. This is our 11th month and it's time for 11th hour encounter. Hallelujah. Now on the third hour and then nine, the last people had jumped to verse 7. Hallelujah, because of our time. The last verse 7. They say unto him, because no man has hired. That's those. Okay, verse 6 first. Let's see that statement. Verse 6. And about the 11th hour, hallelujah, he went out. Jesus is stepping out in the month of November. And then he found others standing idle. You know, the fact that they were in the field standing, nobody, and they said unto him, why stand ye here all day idle? Verse 6. Because no one has hired them. That means they are willing to work. They are able to work. They went out to work. They are standing at the junction. You know where these hired people in Lokoja State is? Ganja Junction. Is that correct? Is that true? So they are there. That means if you see somebody there, then that person is a serious person. He's not strolling on his bed. Is that not right? So they were there at the field so that nobody hired them. Hallelujah. They said, because no man has hired us. If they had hired them, they would have been working. He said unto them, go you also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive. Now, everything that has not happened to you, January down to October, in this month of November, because nobody has ever activated them, or nothing has ever pulled those things to happen altogether, in this month, they will happen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything in the year 2020 that you have labored and trusted God for, we have what we call cumulative, that is CGP. Is that correct? Cumulative result. Anything that should have happened in your life, January, February, March, it will happen cumulatively in November. Every revelation, every encounter. Now, hallelujah, see, guys, don't be like fools. How together? That takes things for granted. I have been in services before where my father and the Lord, Dr. Paul Enenche, will say, before Wednesday, you have a testimony, and by Wednesday, I didn't have a testimony. I've been to all to serve, all men of God, they said, by this day, you know, I didn't have a testimony. No, you will be a fool to think, this person didn't really prophesy, nothing really happened. No. It has happened in the realm of the spirit, or something has happened that you don't know. All together? So as you are talking now and prophesying, even as we are prophesying, then maybe you see its results, and then you are taking what we are saying for granted. No. Things are happening. And then you will see the physical manifestation. Are we together? So like a woman that is going to the hospital and say you are 3 months pregnant, but I'm not seeing anything swollen up. Are we together? Something has happened in the realm of the spirit. As we are speaking this word, the Bible says, the word that I speak unto you, their life, their spirit and their life. We are declaring things are changing. People are beginning to be permutated in your favor. Are we together? Circumstances are beginning to be changed. So anytime we declare, believe it. Do you understand? Believe it and receive it. And it will happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So 11 hours. What does it mean to have an 11 hour encounter? 11 hour encounters are last minute divine interventions. The first definition is last minute divine intervention. Do you understand? This is time out. Like almost out. The year 2020 is almost out. Is that true? Almost out. Hallelujah. I can't believe today is first. How together? But it is first. Your calendar, even if your calendar is saying 31st of March, you're on your own. The whole world knows today is first. Is that not true? Yes. Timely last hour divine encounter. Luke 23 verse 43. The thief has been a bad boy from all his life. But at last minute to death, few hours to his death, he had an encounter with Jesus Christ and said, oh boy, we'll meet in heaven. Is that not true? On the last hour, maybe you don't even know that, you know, there are level of crimes in the Roman. For them to say they will crucify him is his sins. It's not sins, they are iniquities. All together?
He was being crucified, but that last hour to his death, he had an encounter. I declare over your life, anytime you are in a quagmire in the last minute, or in case you are in a situation where you need urgent help, in this month, divine intervention come to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number two meaning of 11 hour encounter. It means God's perfect timing for your life. God's perfect timing for your life. Romans chapter 5 verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8. Titus chapter 1 verse 3. Talking about God doing things in due time. All together? In due time. In due time. When it is time to be blessed, you will be blessed. You will never miss your blessing. Everything you see, the Bible knows about the year, and he has factored certain things to 2020. All together? He has what? Factored things into 2020 that should happen. If it don't happen, you are delayed. And anything that should happen in 2020, it will not cross 31st of December. Amen. Is it true? Do you believe it? Anything in your life that God has calculated should happen 2020. It will not cross 31 December 2020 in the name of Jesus Christ. You are supposed to marry by fire. You marry. Even if you are in a relationship, you will meet the person today and you are sure he's the one. Seven prophets will call you, you have met your husband, it's time to marry. In case you are not sure of the confirmation. Seven, God will send seven prophets, including your father. Your father will become a prophet. Automatically. I'm telling you. You don't believe. See, I was in an introduction last month. 5 minutes from here, you can track it. Hallelujah. The wedding is 14th of November. The guy just came. Where the wedding? November. 2 months, I'm telling you. Family said, we're not ready. It will happen. I'm telling you. That is even, your own can be compressed. All together? So it's possible. Bible says, all things are possible to him that believe. But some people will not believe. But if you believe, it's possible. Hallelujah. Bible says he believes. She's coming. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Number three definition of 11 hour encounter will mean encounters that confirm the faithfulness of God in your life. Encounters are what? Confirm the faithfulness of God. In Acts chapter 12, from verse 5 to 8, Peter was in a prison and the next day he was about to be killed. Do you understand that? The Bible says a night before an angel of the Lord stepped into the place, woke him up and said, let's be going. A day to death. Praise God. Do you understand that situation at all? Encounter that reveal God's faithfulness. That God is too faithful. When you are about to be embarrassed. When you are about to be killed. When you are about to... You are just a step away from disgrace. God will always show himself. Hallelujah. I have seen this again and again and again and again. The same thing happened in Acts chapter 16 from verse 25 to 26. When Paul was in prison. The Bible says Paul and Silas, after they prayed and sang, bam, an earthquake. When you are in a tight corner, God will always show himself faithful. Hallelujah. The Bible says he will not leave us comfortless. He will not leave us like orphans. That means when you are in a situation, God will always show up. Hallelujah. He will always show up. How many of you have God shown up before in your case? When you ever thought it was not possible? Don't know how, but he did it. You know that song? Yeah. Ha. You'll be singing that song and jubilating. One day, because of God's faithfulness, you off your clothes in your room and lock the door. And dance like a madman. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because of God's faithfulness. Hallelujah. I was my best friend from Friday. When he came to my apartment, he said, man of God, what? God did this for you. I said, me too, I'm shocked at what God did to me. By January, if you told me my room would be like this, or I'll be living in a kind of place like this, I wouldn't believe it. One of these days, I locked up the door alone in the room. I said, Jesus Christ, it's over me and you here. Hallelujah. Yes. Looking at God's faithfulness. Hallelujah. Somebody says, why? Remind me, I'm getting married very soon. Hallelujah. Look, on the day of the introduction, I'm telling you, she gave me a transport to come back. I was not having money. But between that moment and today, 6 zeros has passed that account. Not one person was called and said, please give me money. Is God not faithful? No. God is faithful. Always reveal his faithfulness. Altogether, you will never be embarrassed. Never. God is faithful. Say, God is faithful. Say, God is faithful. Hallelujah. in the 11th hour of your time, when you need a miracle, he will always show up. Call from today, I woke up from with an international alert. I could not even see the name. Internationally. You think God is not faithful? God is over faithful is worrying him. So what I'm talking about? Over faithfulness is what? His problem is too over faithful. He will never leave you. You can't serve God and regret. You cannot serve God and what? Never. When you look as if all hopes are gone, you write somebody from Burkina Faso and give me account. Wake him in the night and say, wire this account number. You think people don't hear God in Ghana? People hear God in Mali. There are prophets that God will give them account numbers and then send them. And you think God cannot do that for you? He will do it. God is faithful. Hallelujah. God is faithful. That is why I'm sure of my future. When you hear me boast, it's not as if I have one assurance somewhere, but I know God. Hallelujah. God is my boss. Number three, divination. Encounters that reveal who God is to you in a dimension. Encounters that reveal, the Bible is speaking in Exodus chapter 6 verse 3. Exodus 6 verse 3. A dimension of God. Hallelujah. Now when you hear many artists, you can know the dimension of God that has been revealed to them. Do you understand that? And I appeared unto Abraham and unto Isaac and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by name Jehovah was I not known unto them. Hallelujah. God is another thing all the way to barrister. So when you hear him singing, I didn't wonder for your love. I didn't wonder. You know, that song is coming from an experience. You know what I'm talking about now? He had a dimension of God's faithfulness, how God preserved him, how God gave him. Many of the songs will be in that line. All together, we are with me the other day, two of us, we are singing, they say, wow, Barrister has a lot of songs. You know, you can only find me doing positive gossip about people. Hallelujah. Yes, I talk about all of us. When we are around, we talk about a lot of the members, and then we only talk about, we cannot be discussing about it. Anytime, about the songs, about how they have been a blessing, I'm like, wow, a lot of the things. Praise God. Because he has a dimension. This young man here has another dimension. Moyo has another dimension altogether. Because all of them have been revealed several things. Altogether. In this month of November, God will show you a dimension of himself. Yeah. Hey, yeah. A dimension that you will see fire. If it's fire, you will see fire and walk into fire. You will see disaster and say we are born for this disaster. A dimension of God's preservative power. There are people that believe no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I hope you know that. Because God has revealed a dimension of preservation to them. Hallelujah. There are many people that believe the money will come. Because they have been revealed of God's supernatural supply. Is that not true? People believe that you can bring a cripple, bring him, he will wake up. They have faith. Because of what has been revealed to them. A part of God that you need to shake the world. Hallelujah. Will be revealed to you in this month. Get ready. Hallelujah. Final divination of the meaning of 11 hour encounters are encounters to eliminate shame. Encounters to eliminate disgrace. Encounters to eliminate mockery. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 20. In Job chapter 42. Let's have 1 Samuel 1:20 up screen. Job 42 verse 10. The Bible says, when Job prayed for his friend, their calamity was changed. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bear a son and call his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. There is a situation in your life that you feel bad about. You feel embarrassed about. Hallelujah. Yesterday I was in a wedding of one of my close classmates. One day I remember when she came to my house, and then she was just talking about trusting God for your husband. Her younger sister is married. And you know, sister, ladies, it's pressure. How together? Younger sister is married. You know, married. Say no, he will come. Pray. Like I have people on my list. Hallelujah. That I fast and pray for them must be settled. She married a doctor at FMC. Now think about that. Even if he's a specialist, it's okay. But even if he's a doctor alone, and he have a clinic, it's okay. Jennifer, it's not true. He's a doctor, not a doctor XYZ. Even if he's a vet doctor, it's okay. But he's a doctor at Federal Medical Center. Not that she also is having UBA Bank. So she's blessed already. You know, poverty cannot know her address. It cannot. So it is worth the wait. Anything putting you under pressure, disgrace from family, from colleagues, from situations. I pray for you in this November.
Ayatala.
That my God and your God grant you an encounter that will blow your mind. In the name of Jesus. Everything that is a garment of shame and reproach, they are wiped off. Anything that caused you to cry, a family situation, relationship, wahala, or any situation, by God and your God will cause a situation and an encounter that will cause those things to be over for life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, quickly, some things about the encounter I want you to know is that a sign that you have an encounter is measured by the degree of change in your life and the result. Hallelujah. Bible says, when they behold Peter in Acts chapter 4 verse 13, when they looked at his boldness, they know he has been with Jesus Christ. Two of us. Bible says in Luke 4:14, when Jesus Christ returned after encountering God, the Bible says he returned with what? Power. If you see somebody that has truly been to hell and came back, he will, if he sees sin in Natako, he will be running from here. Do you understand what I mean? Somebody that has really seen hell, they will, there are people that claim they have seen hell and then you see their life, it doesn't look like somebody has seen hell. Do you know what I'm talking about at all? Because if you are truly seeing hell, us, we only read it in the Bible and we are afraid. Is that not true? But you claim you have seen hell and you are living like a rascal. It's a lie. Mary Baxter went to hell. She said that she could not recover her physical statue for months. Anytime they mention hell, she is on a shock. All together. Many people that truly, when you read their stories, that they have to be under treatment for months because of the psychological effects. A sign that you have encountered God's provision, there will be a change in your character. You will not be afraid like everybody that don't have money. Encounters bring a permanent lifestyle change. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You have not truly really seen God. Many people that have said they have seen angels, they have seen nothing. Because if you see angels, your security is sure. You will not be afraid again. It will change you for life. Elisha was standing with his servant and then soldiers surrounded them. Elisha was with his hand folded like this. The man who was with him was afraid. Then Elisha said, Lord, please show him, open his eyes. Let him see what is happening here. And then the eyes of the servant was open and he saw chariots surrounding them. Do you understand, guys? That means Elisha had a revelation of divine preservation. I heard Bishop Edebo say that they were one in a hotel in Wari. I know Wari talks are real talks. They are the ones that came out and SARS was shooting them and then the bullet was not entering. You know, Ibo boy, don't joke with those guys. They are only Dibia, no Babalao. Do you understand? You know, Dibia, when you hear Dibia, it's serious business. Deeper, hallelujah. There's no, is there a female Dibia? All of them are male. One served God till he became a God. Hallelujah. Serve the devil. Is that not true? Yes. So they came to Bishop Edebo in a hotel. And then when they opened the door, they showed them with their heavy guns. The people that were with him in the car, he said, Bishop Edebo said he pushed them to the room and closed the door so that they would not kill his faith. And then he put his two hands inside the pyjama and looked at them and said, what do you want? If it is you, you will have ruined already. Is that not true? But the reason why he did that, he said, what do you want? He said, fire. They ran. They said, they picked their dead bodies by the gate of the hotel. That is somebody that knows what is keeping him. He had a divine revelation. You are afraid of everything. You shot Jesus Christ 7 times in a car accident. You see a one girl call, you are already afraid. Because you don't know who is with you. I have been in near car accident that the tire went out. That is a kind of peace I have. I know nothing, Shelley. We are here. I'm telling you. I have had a rain. Several encounters, there are things that will not kill me. One of them is a car accident. When you hear that apostle died in a car accident, don't ignore that phone call. It's not me. It will never happen. Never. Hallelujah. Never happen. I know there's a God that protects. There's a God that keeps you. Bishop Edebo said he was coming through in a narrow bridge. A trailer has already left that lane on the road and it was on spilling. They were at the center. All of them were, he didn't see the car. And it was a bridge that 2 cars cannot pass. The person on him was already dead. He was already on his way to heaven. He said, till today,
until when he goes to heaven, understand what happened? They saw themselves on the other end of the road. And they moved. I have been in a car when I'm traveling, and then the driver I was in front has already left the steering. I'm telling you, yes. Because he knew we are gone. He had already left the steering. The other guy swerved and left. On the way, I got the steering. The guy, because the guy woke up and caught the steering. To him, he's already on his way to heaven or hell. Because no, nothing will happen. Hallelujah. Somebody was traveling with Billy Graham in the car. And then somebody was afraid of plane crash. Then the person said, "Is it Billy Graham?" Then he put his sleeping and began to sleep in the plane. He said, "We know we are landing." Do you understand that? He know, Billy Graham is in this plane. Forget that. We are landing. Because he knows there are angels. You read Billy Ben. He was in a plane crash. The plane came down and crashed. He stepped out like a child. No scratch. And then somebody had an encounter that God sent angels and they held the plane and dropped it on the floor. Divine preservation is a possibility. Once you have an encounter like that, your life will change forever. So when you do something, it's because you don't know some things. Altogether, I had encounters about supernatural supply. You see the money we spend in this church? We spend a lot. Hallelujah. If we tell some of you, you never believe the money we spend. Just between Friday and today, you will not believe it. You will not believe it. Praise God. Because I know it will come. Extra come this even word. The money is on its way. I'm telling you already. It will come. Hallelujah. So encounter will change your lifestyle forever. Number two, not all encounters are spectacular. Not all encounters are strange. Not all of you will see angels till you die. Not all of you wake up in the night so you see an image on your wall and saying, "Adiola, I want you to go to Kaba and serve me." You know, not all of us will have strange encounters. You must know that. Are we together? Now, in the book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 1, when you read Revelation 2 verse 1, let's have Revelation 2 verse 1 up screen. But how many of you have read Jeremiah? The book of Jeremiah before. In the book of Jeremiah, he said, "I saw a candlestick," and then he will write two chapters on that vision. All he saw was a picture. Many of you have had drastic encounters, but because you never valued it. Because you just saw it was in a dream. Or because you just had it was an inner witness. You were expecting until you saw an angel and then you felt heat from your head to your leg. I said, when I woke up, my leg was shaking like the leg of Andres when she was, you know, the way she was described. Her leg was shaking. You know, that is a heavy encounter. No. Not every encounter is what? Spectacular. The Bible says, unto, write an angel a letter unto the angel of the church in Ephesus, right? Now, when the letter was written and taken to Ephesus, the person we found there was a man of God. Do you understand? The person that received the letter was what? Was a pastor. Do you understand? Now, in heaven, God is saying, write a letter to the angel of the church in Shekinah Encounter Center Phase 2. But when they arrive here, it's me they will give. So every Sunday, a lot of us have been receiving encounters, but because I'm holding my, and you see me, you never valued it. Until I disappear, or until I shout and scream like a fast-forwarded tape, before you believe it's an encounter. The Lord has spoken to me in the name of Jesus. In my right ear, that you are moving places. God spoke to me in my right ears. In fact, when I was stepping in, when I was right at that place, God spoke to me about you, Moyo, that in this month of November, your life has changed. Until I do like this, you will not believe it. But when I say you are blessed, the month of November, you'll be yawning. Amen. Yes. Because you expect spectacular things. It's babies that live like that. Grow up. That when you hear move, you move. Don't expect, you will not receive it most times. Not many people will see angels. Not many people will hear them. You must develop yourself to learn how to hear your voice. Are we together? Yes, so, not all encounters are spectacular. I am sure every one of us here have had an encounter. So that you never valued it. Hallelujah. Every one of us. But in this month, you will be taught how to recognize an encounter, how to value it, how to develop it, and how to maximize from it. All together? Number three about the encounter I want to know is, not all encounters are not haphazard. Every encounter is calculated. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 18 from verse 20 to 21, and then Exodus 34 verse 29, and then Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 1. When you hear somebody say, "I saw an angel," no. It's not as if the angel didn't have work in heaven. He has finished his daily routine. And then he just said, "Let me throw to heaven. Let me throw to earth and see one person." Do you understand what I'm talking about? Come, do you understand?
When you hear somebody say, I saw something like that, it was not as if, oh, God spoke to me. It was not as if God was tired of speaking to somebody and they let me go and speak to this person. No. Every encounter is not haphazard. It's calculated. Altogether, is what? So every of the encounter you had, God sat down, thought about it, and spoke to you about it. Praise the Lord. Number four, encounters are not for fame or ecstasy or expression, but for a particular purpose. In Daniel chapter 2 verse 30 and Galatians chapter 1 verse 15 to 16, that encounters are not for fame, for ecstasy, for expression, or for a particular purpose, but it is for a particular purpose or a revelation. Daniel chapter 2 verse 30 and then Galatians chapter 1 from verse 15 to 16. Altogether, Paul said he had an encounter in the mountain of Arabia. Daniel chapter 2 verse 30 said, but as for me, this secret is revealed to me it is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living thing. It's not because of any spectacular thing, because there are people that use their encounter to intimidate us. Have you been intimidated before? Have you been intimidated by people that seem to have encounters? You know, God spoke to me. In fact, when I'm taking coffee on my chair, God speaks to me. God spoke to me this afternoon. God spoke to me this evening. God spoke to me yesterday morning. God spoke to me yesterday as I was moving in this place. When I sat down here, well, it's as if God is always speaking to them. It's a lie. Tell your neighbor, it's a lie. It's a lie! Hallelujah. It's a lie. Many of you have been intimidated, and then the issue is because you have not learned how God spoke to them. You are thinking God is to come to the air and say, Barrister, today, I'll be moving like fire. So, you know, man, you'll be thinking that the way God spoke to them. No. It's not like the witness will be speaking like fire. God spoke to him. But the way you say it, if he said today God will be speaking like fire, you will not believe. But you have to say it the way you believe. Is that not true? He said, God spoke to me. God, your amen will change. But if he said today God will be speaking like fire, you know, Christians have a way of putting people under pressure for nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. So encounter. So don't be intimidated by people's encounter. Hallelujah. No encounter is less than another. Whether you never, in 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 12, and then 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 1 to 5, the Bible says, 1 Kings 19 verse 12, no encounter is less than another. In case you have never seen an angel before, but God has spoken to you, that, hallelujah. How many of you have ever God spoken to you in your mind before? Let me see your hands up. Now, your level is equal like somebody that saw a cherubim. Do you know cherubim? Six wings, six in the middle, six in the leg. The level of that speaking to God to you is the same level with somebody that saw a cherubim. No encounter is less than another. An encounter is defined by the purpose. Do you understand that? No encounter is what? Less than. Let that be in your mind. Don't trivialize your encounter. Don't make them look as if God doesn't treat me in a special way, as if you're not special. No. If God speaks to you anyway, no encounter is less than another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now there are types of encounters. I'll give you six quickly. And then the first type of encounter is the most important type, is encounter with the written and the rhema word of God. Encounter with what? The written and the rhema word of God. Psalms 119 verse 130. Bible says the entrance of your word. Put Job 23 verse 12 on screen. Psalms 119 verse 130 says the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding. Is that correct? When the word enters, it permeates you with light. In verse 2 verse 2, the Bible says like newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word, that word you will grow thereby. Psalm 39 verse 3 and then Psalm 119 verse 103, talking about the word of God being sweet. Job 23 verse 12, hallelujah. Encounters with the rhema word of God. The Bible says, let's go, 1, 2, 3, go. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. Now the next statement, I have esteemed the word of his mouth, what? More than above Eba, above Indomie, above rice and stew. Do you understand that? That means he is not eating until he read the Bible. To some of us, the Bible is a sleeping tablet or a sleeping therapy. If you are not feeling sleepy, you carry the Bible. And then before you know, you are already, the morning has come. How many of you have ever used the Bible as a sleeping therapy before? Yes, Moye, thank you for that testimony. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've never ever slept reading the Bible before. Do you know what something? You know, if your hand is not up, that means you don't need to read the Bible.
That's what you are saying. Do you understand that? Yes. If your hand is not up, because it will have happened one time.
So if your hand is up, that, what you are telling me indirectly is you don't need to read the Bible. So if you have ever slept reading the Bible before, let me see your hands up. Okay, so we know those that don't read the Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
But there is something about the word of God that you encounter. When you know the varieties of the truth in the word of God, your value for it will change. Are we together? A revelation from the word of God will change your life forever. Encounter with the written word of God and the rhema word of God. The reason why people don't value reading the word of God is because when they open it, they say in Thessalonians, me, I'm in phase two now. What is my business with Thessalonians? Hallelujah. Or they read about another story. Me, I'm not this person. Look at that. But the more, there was a time when I carried the book of Ezekiel, moved to the east gate, moved to the north gate, and then the wheels. I was saying, this person, what is gate? Move. I said, what is that? Anytime put the book of Ezekiel, unless it's my reading plan, I must read. And then when you read the book of Revelation, mystery, you can never understand. But as I grew, as my brain began to enlarge, one day I picked up bigger Ezekiel. I could not understand what the same Bible I was reading. How you get that? An encounter with the word of God will change your mind about the Bible. There is something about your Bible. It will reveal the way your Bible is. It tells me how you see it. Hallelujah. If your Bible is old, it tells me the way you see your Bible. If your Bible is torn and is looking like somebody, or you picked it on the road to church, it tells me the way you see the word of God. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you don't even have a Bible, it tells me what you value in your life. Because there are some people at that level, they don't even have a Bible. If the Bible you have, you inherited it, it tells me your value about the Bible. When you open it, you see your father's wedding date on it. Or you see somebody's name on your uncle. All your Bible, it is Bible Society of Nigeria that gave you. You have never removed your money and bought Bible. You don't value the Bible. And so long as you don't value the Bible, I can tell your future, you're not going anywhere. Do you understand that? It is better than seeing, put 2 Kings 11 verse 9. Hallelujah. Let me show you something. 1 Kings 11 verse 9. The Bible is stronger. I want to show you something that will make you believe what I just said. Now, 1 Kings 11 verse 9. Now, let's read it together. 1, 2, 3, go. And the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was what? Torn from the Lord God of Israel. Now, let's read the next statement very well. Which had appeared unto him. How many times? Was it an angel that appeared to Solomon? Was it an angel? Was it a cherubim? Was it a seraphim? Who appeared to Solomon? Obadabada. God himself. Appeared to somebody, not once. What you are praying to see. Somebody saw God 2 times and the guy was still there. Is in the Bible at all? You saw it, right? So you see that those encounters will not keep you. The encounter with the Bible is the strongest. Somebody saw God 2 times and married 1,000 women. But somebody read the Bible and spoke with one wife. So encounter with the Bible, the word of God, every day, every week, it will change your life forever. Are we together? For what? Ever. So go for the word of God. Value preaching sessions. Are we together? Value preaching. Value notes. Take the note. Play the messages. Listen to them. Yesterday I was in a wedding. I was still downloading messages. I was still downloading messages. Every time. I cannot sit. I am playing messages. I'm downloading. Hallelujah. Downloading messages. Because that is my life. Let the word of God enter your life. How together? Encounter with the word of God. In this month, your eye will open to scriptures. When you sit down to read, the word of God will become sweet like you. It becomes sweeter like honey. In the name of Jesus Christ. If King James is difficult, look for message. Do you understand? Look for New Living Translation. Look for easier translations. How together? Then you grow and then you come to King James in the name of Jesus. Number 2, encounter with spirit beings. Encounter with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. King James is the real spiritual Bible, my brothers. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 says, beholding us in a glass, the image of the Lord, we are transformed into the same image. Is that true?
First Samuel chapter 10 verse 16. Can we have it on screen? First Samuel chapter 10 verse 6. And then Acts chapter 2 verse 3. The Bible is speaking about encounter with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and thou shalt be what? Turned into another man. Are you together? I was a good equal moral boy when I went to university. But I didn't know the Holy Spirit. The first time I heard somebody speak in tongues was in school, university, 100 level. That means, you know, that's the kind of background I came from, right? I never heard somebody speak in tongues in my life to when I went to 100 level. Because, thick, orthodox background. But when I went there, I wanted to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. They pray for me. First semester, I pray. Nothing happened. Second semester, one day after the service, the preacher, I didn't receive anything. After the service, I just went and met him by the door. So I said, I must be baptized today. I'm telling you on a very serious note. I said, I must be baptized today. So what happened? He was standing with the president. I went through the crowd. Just to tell you how desperate I was. I said, I must be baptized today. So are you serious? He said, yes. So okay, but I can remember his prayer very well. He said, I cast the spirit of unbelief in you. Now begin to speak. He said, now start. Then I did, kabaya, kabaya. I said, hey. Then I stopped. I said, maybe this is coming from my head. Then I started getting, it's original, no? Then, from there, I moved to prayer straight to go and test this new virus that has entered my body. Kilabaya, ladabaya. It was one syllable, babala, lagada, something like that. Like that. Then it grew to gradabagada, labayash. Ay. How many of you like that? It grew to 3 syllables, 4 syllables, 7 syllables. When I encountered the spirit and I returned home, my mother knew that was not the son that went to 100 level. Do you understand that? When the spirit of God touched your life, everybody around you will know. An encounter with the spirit will change you and everything around you. How you get that? Many of you have never really have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. But in this morning, he will come to you in the night and wake you, and you begin to worship and you cry. You see, what I'm saying now is not looking like spiritual, as if God not spoke to me, you see? Until I say, now God told me that somebody will be waking in the night before you take it serious. But now, I was just preaching and I said, somebody will be waking in the night and you begin to worship, and then you have an encounter with the Spirit, you will not say amen. Somebody will have an encounter with the Bible now that your mind will, and then you will stand up and say, I can never be broke. Amen. Somebody will be walking inside keke, you will be in your keke, and God will give you an idea of a business that will delete your mind from poverty forever. Somebody will be taking breakfast, eating Indomie. And God will touch you with something that will change your life forever. You may even be chatting, and then an idea will drop. You may be chatting and the Spirit of God will say, I want to pray. Go begin to pray now. You may be in prayer street, and then the Spirit of God will take you to a brand new level. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number 3 encounter is encounter with heavenly beings. Angels, cherubim, seraphims. In Judges chapter 6 verse 12, an angel appeared to the mother of Samson. And then 13 verse 3. Ezekiel chapter 9 and chapter 10. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 6. The Bible was talking about several angelic beings. How many of you want to see an angel? You really want to see an angel? I don't have a business. I've never prayed whether I want to see an angel or not. Hallelujah. Whether I see him or not, it doesn't really shake me. Hallelujah. Yes. I believe the Bible. Anything the Bible says, I believe it. Hallelujah. I believe it. Why do you want to see an angel? So they say, I saw an angel. Was wearing white. He came to me. I thought angel had wings. The one I saw didn't have wings. I know that's why. That when you are preaching, you say, I saw it. You know, in 2020, November 15, I can't forget that encounter. Very powerful encounter. An angel walked into my room. We were 7 in the room, but he came and tapped me. And I alone woke up. That is what you want. Hallelujah. I came and tapped me and said, Simon, I want to talk to you. Let's meet outside. And the angel was here. Nobody knew. It will make your Simon look spiritual. And then the people around you say, oh boy, this guy don't see angel. He's looking serious. That's why I want to see an angel. When you want to see a cherubim and say, please tell us how cherubim look like. What you read in the Bible cannot be described. In fact, if you see a real cherubim, the eye at the place angel was like scared. You could not use English. That's why you want to be talking. That's why you want to see an angel. But not many of you will see it. But if God has it in your equation, you will see. Hallelujah. But I don't know. If you desire it, I don't know if God will want to show you anyway. But if you want it, maybe your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God appeared. Jesus Christ appeared to Kenneth E. Hagin 6 times. That Jesus Christ physically. 6 times. Like, you know, 6 times. Like, you saw Jesus 6 times. Walk into his room, carry a chair from this side of the bed and come to this side. That Jesus Christ carrying chair physically. Come to this side and then sit down, stretch his leg and begin to talk with Kenneth E. Hagin. You want that kind of thing, right? You see, I'm not into ministry, but I saw Jesus. That's what you want. And then talking. And the 6th time, God told him, again, this is the last time you are seeing me. You have to be like every other person else that live by the inner faith, because that is the highest way to be led. If you read his book, How to Be Led by the Spirit of God, you see it. The highest way to be led is by the inner witness. God told me this. Bible says, blessed are they that believe without seeing. Us that did not see angels and we believe. The Bible rate us higher than people that saw angels. Do you understand that? Many men of God you respect have never seen one angel before. And many of the ones that have seen angels, they are sitting in the Kina. Do you understand? They are sitting in the Kina sharing their story and intimidating people in the village. I say, I saw an angel. People in the village, you cannot intimidate a professor, you saw angels. And so why is it relevant? Yes. Praise the Lord. But an encounter with heavenly beings. Some of us need to see them because of what you are sent to. Some of you need to see them. And as many of you that need to see them, I pray that your eyes be cleared. Number 4 is encounter with new creation realities. Psalm 34 verse 8 or 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. Put 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. 1 John 1 verse 1. New creation realities, I mean divine health, wealth, dominion and wisdom. Now that which was from the beginning, which we have what? Heard. How many of you, we have heard about divine health? Are we together? We have heard about wealth. We have heard about dominion. We have heard about wisdom. Bible said that which we have what? Seen with our eyes. You saw people driving Lexus. You saw people driving Mercedes MLX. All together. You saw people in prosperity. And then which we have looked upon. They even gave you lift. You sat down in the car. And you felt that the cushion of the chair is different from the mall way he used to climb. You understand leather seat car? You are not saying yes. What do you mean? Hallelujah. my brother, there is car, there is vehicle. You better believe it. There is ride, my brother. I'm telling you. You will know God is in the car. You will, there is Wi-Fi. Heavenly Wi-Fi in those cars. You can easily meditate with the scriptures. Wind up and put AC. And then put audio Bible. You will be like the angel is sitting by the next seat. And explaining the Bible to you. So in that car, every gallon of your head will jam the head. You can be in the middle of a revelation, you are back to reality. That will not be your portion. Now you have to believe it. Let me tell you my story recently. When I moved to my new accommodation, I didn't have fun for 28 solid days. Every day I woke up by 2 or by 1. I was thinking it was God waking me to pray. I wake up, I will pray. On the 28th day, I installed the fan. Then I saw myself, the next time I stretched was 7 a.m. Oh boy, it was not God that was waking me. It was heat. You think life is not different? Life is different. I'm telling you. There are food you eat and God will be real. I'm telling you. Nah, yeah, yada mala dabaya. See, when you play worship in a good phone, it's different from a China phone. You know that. The anointing is different. Same song, different devices are different. I believe what I'm talking about. Is it true like that? Or am I talking something out of this? It's not the same, oh, my brother. It's not the same. Hallelujah. There are Bibles that are Bibles, sir. There are Bibles that are free. When you read, there is concordance, there is everything behind. But the one you can afford is 3-5. When you went there, you're even pricing Bible as if you are buying slippers. Please now sell it for me 2-2. Please sell it for me 3-3. That's the way you are pricing Bible. There are Bible of 13,000, 20,000, 60,000 naira. When you pick it, all the references in that verse are there. You see, there is also electronic Bible in a small phone. There's also electronic Bible in a tablet. There's also electronic Bible in an iPhone. All of them, the revelations are not the same. When you tap in a tab, the phone is bigger, it can read it for you. Are you trying to say this? It will help you search. You'll be there and then the Bible is doing the work. But here you'll be going there, I see it like this. And then if the book is in between two books, you'll be struggling to locate Jude. You'll be struggling. How many of you have ever seen that kind of situation? But there are blessings that when the Bible is there, and the thing you know, it's the Bible that's helping you. When it's just open, it's just there. It's just opening gently. When God, the font is big. The writing excites you to study the Bible. You will not fail. I'm telling you. Yeah. You will prosper. Yeah. That's what we call encounter with new creation realities. We are talking about wealth. We are talking about wisdom. We are talking about health. You will encounter them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Many of you cannot even talk of think about a foreign account. You encounter a foreign account very soon. Think about them. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Thank you for standing up. If I'm even prophesying for you again for standing up, I declare for you in the name of Jesus that very soon you will have foreign account. In the name of Jesus, you will start counting your funds in foreign currency, hard currency, dollars. In Jesus' name. You can take your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Encounter with new creation reality. Number 5. What we call encounters with men. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 26. Encounter what we call destiny helpers. Hallelujah. The topic for next Sunday is encounter with men, in bracket, destiny helpers. All together? Now, and Saul also went home to Gibeah. And there went with him a band of men whose heart God had what? Touched to follow. God can put you on the mind of somebody and you become his project. Do you believe it at all? Yes. There is an anointing that makes that to happen. Should I tell you what is the anointing? How many of you want to know about it? Now get ready. How hold your Bible? How destiny help us come to you? You know I will not tell them. You know me. Come on Sunday. Hallelujah. Come next week Sunday. Hallelujah. But there is something that makes people to help you. I'm telling you. Oh, you get the message online. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm telling you. That helpers will write for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number 6 is encounters with God's bounties. I call it encounters with bounties. That his love, his mercy, his grace. In Acts chapter 4 verse 33. 1 Timothy 1 verse 13. And then Acts 7, 45 to 46. Hallelujah. No, what we mean that God will show you mercy. God will show you love. In case you are a bad boy, God will show you mercy in this month. In case you need the grace of God, God will show you the grace of God. Altogether, no matter how your life is, God will help you this month. Praise the Lord. If you want help, God will help you. So why do you need encounters? Number 1 is encounters solidify, concretize, and strengthen your faith and your convictions. Job chapter 42 verse 5. Encounters solidify, concretize, and strengthen your convictions. The Bible says, I have heard about you with the hearing of the ears, but now my eye have what? Seen you. All together. Exodus chapter 4 from verse 1 to 18 and Luke chapter 2 verse 20, 30. Luke 2, 30 and then Acts 4:20. Put Acts 4:20. Hallelujah. Because of our time, I'm trying to release so that these guys will dance and let's enjoy ourselves. Praise God. Acts 4:20. The Bible says, for we cannot but speak of the things which we have what? Seen and heard. They saw something that they could not stop. Hallelujah. Encounters solidify your convictions. Do you understand that? There is something you can see that you cannot be moved. The apostles saw something about Christ that no amount of persecution can make them to give up. Because they encountered it. Do you understand, guys? Like I always say, you can convince me my name is not Jotham. I'll believe you. Sincerely. But if you convince me I will not be rich in this life, you are a liar. I know more than I know my name, that prosperity is my portion. Because I've encountered it. I know the ABC. Because I saw it in the world. And I'm doing it. And if I'm doing it, I'll see the result. Do you understand, guys? So encounter solidifies your convictions. If God wants to teach you about provision, he will give you encounters. I remember the first time we were having our first conference. I think Jellyfish, you know, our first Zion, that our budget was 25K. 25K was our budget. And then we were praying for 25K. Just imagine. Praying. Hallelujah. And then I remember a call from somebody. And then, I'm going to give you 20K. What? I remember one time somebody sent me 20K. The first time somebody sent me 20K in this ministry. You know the way you count zero 7 times? Is it 2000 or 20K? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1. I counted the zeros multiple times.
Then after a while, God has taught me about supernatural supply. That now, if God says tomorrow you have a private jet, I will believe it. Because he has taught me how he can do it. I've encountered it that my convictions about that area is solidified. Are we together? So encounters solidifies your conviction. Number two, encounters and result is belief and acceptance in the realm of men. Exodus chapter 4 verse 8. Encounters and result will help people to easily believe you. Praise God. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass, if they will not believe you for the first sign, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe you for the voice of the latter sign. Do you understand this scripture? God was sending Moses to the Israelites. But he said, when you go to them, they will not believe the English you are talking to them. Put your rod on the ground. It will turn to a snake, they will believe you. If they don't believe, put your hand into your cloth and remove it back, you become leprous. If they don't believe the first sign, so you see that? Some people will not believe until they see a result. Are we together? Acts in John chapter 16 verse 30. The same thing. Acts chapter 4 verse 30. It's the same thing. After encounter, people will easily believe you. Do you understand me now? See, there's a level that I will get to in ministry that I don't need to tell somebody that I'm called and they will believe. Because it's evident that you are called. Will Bishop Wade will need to convince somebody that is called now? Why? He has enough results to prove that he's called. Is that not true? Even Babalawo will say he's called. you enter the car, somebody telling me that he was in the car and then he was with the Muslim. The Muslim say, yeah, from that church, can I utter, what God is doing there can only be God. Even Muslim can confirm, yes. Yeah, Muslim pay tithe to Bishop Oyedepo, but you don't know. Yes. It's confirmed. But you now, when, you see, that is why I respected people that started with me when there was no instrument. Did you see this place when we started? Only Jennifer and David can relate. You have to have faith to believe I was called. For 1 year, we are here sweating. No microphone, no pulpit. No, what is fun? Hey. All I had was James, Peter, John. All I had was the Bible. And these guys were here every Friday. Sat down every Friday, invited everybody. They were more involved. Their encouragement encouraged me. You understand what I'm talking about? Yes. In fact, there were days that some people come and park cars. When I came out, I see somebody come to a service with a car. I say, eh? Eh, yes. Yes. See, people like that, they really believe it. So see, I don't need to prove anything to them now. You understand that? But the truth is, result can easily convince people. All together? Now you have result. That's why you see, you need encounters now. There are many people you can easily tell them, when they say, see, they believe, this one, you're a music minister, because they heard your song. Well, Nathan Ebasi needs to convince somebody that God told him he's a music minister. No. Hallelujah. Number three, necessity of the encounters. Encounter activates you to the supernatural dimension. In Acts 24 verse 45, the Bible says, then he opened them their understanding. And then Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18, the Bible says, the eyes of their understanding being enlightened, that they may know the hope of his calling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then finally, why you need encounters? Encounters paint true pictures of your convictions. And then edit them. You know, there is a way you are thinking about Jesus Christ. Is that true? There's a way you are thinking about the Holy Spirit. If you have seen an angel, hallelujah, before, you know that angels are not the way you seem. Like, you people are forcing me to share my story. I will not share. I'm not afraid, hallelujah. But I have seen spiritual beings before. Severally. Then you know that the angels are the way I was thinking about angels are not the way they are. Okay, what I said is encounter paints true pictures of your convictions and then it edits those convictions altogether. You think angels are supernatural beings. See, there was a day I was working with my mom. I could remember. I know that encounter has a way. It changed my life so much. Working with my mom and then it was raining. Rainy, like, you know the way rain is about to fall. That's how this drizzling. I was with my mom. And then an old woman carrying firewood was walking. Then I ran. I left my mom. I was running to shelter. When I ran, I didn't know God that time. I just felt I should go back and help that woman. Then I went back. Please give me, let me help you. She said, no. No, no, no. She said, no, 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 no. She said, no, 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 no. But I insisted somehow. Then I collected it. Then I took it. I kept it. Then when she came, where all of us we were standing is in the center of a double lane express road. This place double and the rain was drizzling. And then when she came, she went to the back. After a while, like we were like seven in that place, something like that. The woman was not there. The firewood was not there. I'm telling you. Like that encounter, I believe that was my beginning of my call to ministry. Because from that encounter, something about my life started changing. Started changing. It was later understood that it's not every angel that come out and then they look as if. I remember Apostle Solomon's story. He says the first time he saw an angel, he was in a bus with a Jimmy when they came down. When he came down, he saw his wallet on the seat going. And it was Lagos or somewhere like that. The bus, the wallet and the bus was going. They already gone. So you know he has given up. ID card and everything was like that. And then he was there lamenting. The bus has zoomed off. Then somebody walked up to him limping. Limping. And then gave him his wallet. When he took the wallet, he was opening to confirm man was inside. He turned back, the man was no longer there. Yes. Now you know, the way you are thinking, you see, you'll be thinking angel will come and fly. Take your wallet. You see, no. Encounters have a way of editing your mindset about spiritual things. Do you understand me now? Yes. That's why you need it. Do you need encounters? Why do you need encounters? Number one, I said was what? It solidify your convictions, right? Number two, I said was what? Resolve and encounters is belief and acceptance in the realm of men. Is that true? Number three, I said encounters activate you to the realm of the supernatural dimension. Number four, I said encounter paints through pictures. Now there are channels of encounter. The first channel is dreams. Hallelujah. Many of you will have dreams this morning and God will speak to you. And let me tell you something. God told me something. Let me say God told me so that you believe me. Many of you will see me in your dreams this night and God will test. There was a time I used to hear people say, they used to see Dr. Paul anything in his dream and then he gave them instruction. I said, Lord, please, I want you to see my dream. I want you to speak to me. And concerning spiritual fatherhood, as concerning ministry and concerning mentorship, I said, I want to see him in my dream. Then I remember in that week or that month, that is, you see, I'm not somebody that dream easily. I don't even dream at all. I hardly dream. Hallelujah. If I dream, it's the first level of dream. Praise God. Then I saw him. In that dream, he was like a Fulani man attending to cows. Then some of the cows were Aluta stubborn cows. They were not coming under him. He was trying to control them. They were going. Then I walked up to him. I said, sir, let me control those guys. Sir, let me help you and control those stubborn ones. So he went to help me. I said, yes. Like, go ahead. Then when I woke up, I knew, wow, that was it. How together? So I will come to your dream. No, not me. God will use me to speak to you concerning certain things in your life. You will have certain dreams that will change your life. How many of you know that the encounter of Solomon was in a dream? You know that? Yes. The Sunday, my first service as a married man, that will be the topic I'll be preaching on. Hallelujah. Understanding the mysteries of dream. You'll be blessed. Praise the Lord. Number two is visions and trance. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 1, Numbers chapter 24. You know what is a trance? A trance is your eyes are open but you are seeing into the realm of the spirit. All together? And then visions. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 1, Numbers 24 verse 24. If you don't get the message, get the message audio. All together? It's available and it's free of charge for us here. And it's very, very clear. Excellent recording. Mint is doing a good work. And pro. Hallelujah. Excellent recording. When I listened to the message, I could not believe that the messages are this clear. So the messages are very clear. Get them and listen to them. Praise God. Number three is audible voices and the speakings of God. God can speak to you. Praise the Lord. Speak to you. God will tell you, don't do this one. God will tell you, do this. God will tell you, stay here. God will tell you, move. Number five is what we call physical appearance. Somebody will talk to you altogether, or an angel will talk to you. Number six is by nature. Bible speaking in Proverbs 24 verse 32 says, when I observed, I looked, I saw, and I received instructions. 1 Corinthians 11:24, the Bible says, even creation tells you about God. Altogether, looking at the atmosphere, it will tell you something. Do you understand that? How many of you have received instruction by looking at the environment? That's very interesting. Yes. More of them will happen in this November. Say amen. Finally, is encounter true men. Somebody will come and give you instruction. The Bible says, Exodus chapter 3 verse 8, I've seen the affliction of my people, but I have come down to deliver them altogether. Now, in this month of God, I am one of the major people, and of those of us that are here, that God will use to give you strange encounters altogether. Strange, mind-blowing encounters you have. Another encounter with men. Somebody will encounter you and give you financial encounter. You like that one? Somebody will encounter you and tell you, I love you. That's for our sisters. That's not true. But our brothers, you will encounter somebody that you want to say, I love you too. Say amen. Palataka parataya. Hallelujah. This church is a church of early marriage. Church of early marriage. It's upset the church of sit 2x2. When you are married, you sit by your wife. In case you came quarreling, we will know in a service. Because I will tell you, look at your wife and tell her I love you. The way you do it, we will know whether you love her. Start the ready checking and we are a church of early marriage. Hallelujah. You will not be born, you will marry on time in the name of Jesus Christ. What we are, you will fall in love, you will start your time. Your time starts now. Hallelujah. Early marriage, hallelujah. Have Sunday school department very soon. Your children start coming. Very soon, they start buying a car. Start building houses. See your life begin. You become more balanced, become more stable. You will not need a mirror. I need a mirror to check the way. Prof was correcting my shirt this morning because of me. But I will have a human mirror very soon. I will not need to look at a mirror. Why am I looking? I just, yes. Your life will change in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You have something that will say, this is a Kenya encounter center. Yeah, let me address you. How are you? Yes. So this month you have those encounters of men. And women. In the name of Jesus Christ. And finally encountering the word of God. The word of God will come alive to you this month. As you're reading the word of God, you will see something. You will experience something. Now the way to activate encounters is by consecrating yourself. Exodus 19 verse 10. How do you encounter yourself? The Bible says, clean and wash yourself. Altogether, Amos chapter 4 verse 12 says, prepare yourself to meet the Lord. 2 Timothy 2 from verse 19 to 21 says, in a great house, but a virgin that prepared itself will be a vessel unto use. Number two way to get yourself activated for encounters is be sensitive. What I mean by be sensitive is by prayer and fasting. Altogether, Bible speaking in Genesis chapter 28 verse 16, the Bible says, God appeared to Jacob and said, God was here and what? I knew it not. May God not speak to you in this month and you will not know. Come on, say amen. Genesis 28:16. May God not speak to you in this month and you will say you will not know. Amen. Number three is desire it and expect it. Desire, like many of you that desire angels. Bible says, I will stand upon my watch. And I will watch. That means as he's standing there, he's expectant. Is that not true? Expect divine songs. Expect divine sermons. Expect divine revelations. Expect divine ideas. Desire it. Hallelujah. And it will happen. And then finally is by discernment. Discerning it. Now we are closing. I give you one counsel. Encounter with the word of God is the best encounter. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Not everyone will have a spectacular encounter like I said. Take the little one that you have very, very serious. Praise the Lord. And then don't go about looking for encounter. Say you want to see angel, you want to see angel, you want to see angel. Because the devil can appear in an angel to you. Altogether, I will teach you in the month how to decipher an encounter. Because the devil can appear as an angel of the Lord. Praise God. How to say? Like I said, you will be encountering men. Because and then you also encountering Judas. Judases. Because there are Judases that will come and deceive as if they are good men. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? May God remove the frontiers of Judases. So that when you see them by their smile, you will know them. Do you understand? God will remove their frontiers so that by their smile you will know them in the name of Jesus Christ. But as you are getting set for encounter, let's get the communion served. As you are getting set for encounter, we'll take this communion to activate us. Let's be on our feet and appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Come on, sing that. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you, I lift it up, shining in the light of your glory. Oh, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. I want to see you.
Can we sing?
I want to see your face. I want to touch your grace. I want to know your ways.
I can see your ways. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. Say, I want to see your face.
I want to see your face.
I want to touch your face.
I want to touch know your way.
I want to know your way.
Touch your
face. So I can live your day. Oh, I want to see you. Lord, I want to see you.
I want to see you.
The Bible says it's the communion of the body of Christ and the blood of the body of God. Lift up your communion. Is your heart expectant? Father, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says when he broke the bread, then their understanding were enlightened. In this month of October, I declare the 7 level of encounters in your life. Encounters with the word. Encounters with the Holy Ghost. Encounters with celestial beings. Encounters with divine verities. Encounters with divine bounties. Encounters with men. In the name of Jesus. 11th hour encounters are your portions. As many of you that are traveling, your journeys are preserved. I declare the favor of God upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Now take this communion. It will affect you into this, activate you into this moment of encounter. After taking it, we move straight to the presentation of gift, and then Andres will take over.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.